the investigation, as you all know, has been ongoing for some time, of course, and that's because we want to be as completely thorough as possible. And like in every homicide investigation, you develop suspects and you follow your leads. And as the evidence coalesced together, we concluded, at least in our judgment, based on the evidence that we've developed, that Mr. Johnson is the person who's responsible for Felicia Barnes' death.
Greg, why just one charge? And I understand that charge is first-degree murder.
Because that's what we believe is the offense that was committed, first-degree premeditated murder, and that was the charge that we deemed to be appropriate.
We know that Felicia's body was found in the Conowingo Dam this time last year, and we know it was badly decomposed since it had been a year since she had disappeared. How difficult did that make the job for you in trying to bring charges against Michael Johnson?
Well, certainly, Anne, you know, there are always challenges with any kind of homicide investigation, and the fact that the body was not discovered until sometime later certainly created its own set of challenges. But as, again, with all investigations, we tried to be as thorough and complete as possible and resulting in the charges that we filed.
How did Michael Johnson know Felicia Barnes? What was their relationship, or how did they know one another?
Mr. Johnson had a relationship with Felicia Barnes's sister, Dina Barnes, and that's how they had met. Felicia Barnes had come to Baltimore on December 17th for the purpose of meeting with her sister and spending time with her. They had met previously, that is to say, Mr. Johnson and Miss Felicia Barnes on a previous trip, and that is the connection.
What do we know about what led up to the night? I know you've been very careful about not releasing too much information, but to the day that she disappeared or Johnson's involvement, and or are you suspecting anyone else or looking at anyone else in this case?
Well, you know, Anne, as you correctly point out, I need to be careful because, of course, the defendant is presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. The grand jury indictment is an allegation only, and in fairness to the defendant and the family of the victims, we don't want to engage in too much discussion about the facts. But what we can say and what we have said is that Felicia Barnes went missing on December 28th, and our information is that Mr. Johnson was the last person to have been with her when she was alive.
Do you expect any more arrests or any more indictments in this case?
We do not at this time, no.
And where is Johnson now?
He is currently incarcerated at the Baltimore City Jail, and he is pending a bail hearing. The first step, as in all criminal defendants, is that they're brought before a court commissioner. He will then have a bail review hearing before a judge, likely tomorrow.
What has the family, have you spoken to Felicia's family, and what have they said to you about this development?
I have not spoken to them personally, but I do know that my assistant state's attorneys, members of the Baltimore Homicide Division and the state police have been in varying communication with members of the family. I think that I can say that there is some sense of relief on their part, that we achieved some measure of closure, but of course this is only the first step in the process.